Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Process Mapping and Flowcharts. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Techniques and Tools for Business Analysis in the Business Analysis for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of process mapping in business analysis, the tools for creating flowcharts, and real-world case studies on process improvement. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create effective process maps and flowcharts to visualize business processes, enhancing your analytical skills in the finance and fintech sectors. Main content: importance of process mapping in business analysis. Process mapping is a vital component of business analysis, as it allows professionals to visualize and understand complex workflows. By creating a clear representation of processes, analysts can identify inefficiencies, redundancies, and areas for improvement. This structured approach helps stakeholders comprehend how tasks interlink and where delays may occur, fostering better decision-making. In the finance and fintech industries, where precision and efficiency are paramount, process mapping can lead to significant operational enhancements. For example, consider a loan approval process in a fintech company. By mapping out the steps, from application submission to funding, analysts can pinpoint bottlenecks that may delay approvals. A well-constructed process map not only aids in identifying these issues but also serves as a communication tool among team members, ensuring everyone is aligned on the workflow. Tools for creating flowcharts. There are various tools available for creating flowcharts, each catering to different needs and skill levels. Here are a few popular options. Lucidchart, a web-based tool that provides an intuitive interface for creating flowcharts and diagrams. It offers collaboration features, allowing multiple users to work on the same chart in real time. This is particularly useful for teams in the finance sector, where collaboration is essential. Microsoft Visio, a more robust tool often used in corporate environments, Visio provides extensive templates and shapes for creating detailed flowcharts. It integrates well with other Microsoft Office applications, making it a practical choice for those already using Office tools. Draw.io, a free, open-source tool that can be used online or offline, Draw.io is user-friendly and versatile. It supports various export formats, making it easy to share your flowcharts with stakeholders. Miro, an online collaborative whiteboard platform that allows teams to create flowcharts and other visual aids together. Miro is particularly useful for remote teams, enabling real-time collaboration and feedback. When choosing a tool, consider factors such as ease of use, collaboration features, and compatibility with other software used in your organization. A good flowchart tool will empower you to create professional diagrams that effectively communicate your business processes. Case studies on process improvement. Examining real-world case studies can provide valuable insights into the effectiveness of process mapping and flowcharts. Here are two examples from the finance and fintech sectors. Case study 1, streamlining the onboarding process. A fintech startup faced challenges with their customer onboarding process, which was lengthy and frustrating for new clients. By mapping the entire process, they discovered several redundant steps that could be eliminated. For instance, they combined the identity verification and document submission phases into a single step. This change reduced onboarding time by 40%, enhancing customer satisfaction and increasing retention rates. Case study 2, optimizing loan processing. A traditional bank struggled with slow loan processing times due to a lack of clarity in their workflows. After conducting a process mapping exercise, the team identified communication breakdowns between departments as a significant issue. By implementing a flowchart that clearly outlined each department's responsibilities and timelines, the bank improved interdepartmental collaboration. As a result, loan processing times decreased by 30%, leading to higher customer satisfaction and increased loan volume. These case studies illustrate how process mapping and flowcharts can lead to substantial improvements in efficiency and customer experience in the finance and fintech industries. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the importance of process mapping in business analysis, the tools available for creating flowcharts, and examined case studies that highlight process improvement. By visualizing business processes, you can identify inefficiencies and foster collaboration among stakeholders. Remember, mastering these techniques will significantly enhance your analytical skills and contribute to your career advancement in the finance and fintech sectors. Reflection questions: how can process mapping help you identify inefficiencies in your current work processes? Which tool for creating flowcharts do you think would be most beneficial for your team, and why? Reflect on a process in your organization that could be improved through mapping. What steps would you take to initiate this improvement?